I'm בעמוד 195, הפתיחה לחוכמת
הקבלה. The writings of Baal HaSulam, page 530, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 150. You can send us your question to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So page 530, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the writings of Baal HaSulam.
עמוד 195.
Page 530, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 150. Now we shall explain the third discernment, the levels of the parzufim bia and the stance they had from the added mochin prior to the sin of Adam Arishon. This is because through the illumination of the addition of Shabbat, they had two ascents. The first was on the fifth hour on the eve of Shabbat, when Adam HaRishon was born. At that time, the illumination of Shabbat begins to shine in the form of the fifth of the sixth day.
Meaning there are illuminations from above, after the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia were established, there is a special illumination from above. They don't explain to us what it is, but this illumination is called the fifth hour of the sixth day. That's what it's called. Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod. And this illumination works on all these worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and through this illumination, the worlds ascend. And also, by this illumination, we have a new partsuf that is created here, that is born here, called Adam HaRishon. And now we shall explain the third discernment, the level of the partsufim biyah, and the stance they had from the added mochin prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon. And this is because through the illumination of the addition of Shabbat, they had two ascents. The first was on the fifth hour, on the eve of Shabbat. That's on Friday, that's called the eve of Shabbat. When Adam HaRishon was born, on the fifth hour of the... And at that time, the illumination of Shabbat begins to shine in the form of the fifth letter of the sixth day. He gives it a sign, this letter Hey, the fifth letter. At that time, Zeranpin obtained Prinat Yechida and rose and clothed Arichanpin of Atzilut. Zeranpin rises to the height of Arichanpin. In truth, this is its true place, from the small Chokhmah, Zeranpin, to the upper Chokhmah, which is Arichanpin. And the Nukva, oh, read, I can't see, well.
And the Nukva, Bechinat Chaya, rose and clothed Abba Vima de Atzilut. Bria rose to Yesut. The whole of Yetzira rose to Zeranpin. The first four Sefirot of Asiya rose to the place of Nukva de Atzilut. And the bottom six of Asiya rose to the place of the first six of Bria.
This is the first ascent, meaning the lower six of the world of Asiya remain below the Parsa. This I'm asking you to remember. And then comes the second ascent.
The second ascent was on the eve of Shabbat at dusk.
Dusk means that you don't quite understand if Shabbat is in or not. Is there another name for that state?
Twilight zone.
Twilight. Nice. Also in Russian there's a word for that, sumerke. Okay. So it's clear what it is. When it's unknown, is it already Shabbat or is it still Friday, the sixth day? It's neither here nor there. It's a place for errors.
Through the addition of Shabbat, the bottom six of Asiyah rose to the place of Nukva d'Atzilut as well.
They were below the Pasa.
And the walls of Yetzirah.
Above the Pasa.
And the world of Yetzirah. And Asiyah stood in the world of Atzilut, in the place of Zonda Atzilut, in the form of face to face.
It's a beautiful place, a beautiful state. Is that clear? That's how it happened. Don't ask. What is it that the illumination that comes in the fifth hour of the sixth day? What is the eve of Shabbat? What is we suddenly have such processes in the spiritual world? Some of them you can understand, some of them are impossible to understand. Later we will understand. And this has to do also with the system of klipot, one against the other. Of course, there's a reason for every change.
Item 151. Now we shall explain the fourth discernment, the level of mochin that remained in Biah, and the place to which they fell after the sin. Because of the flaw of the sin of the tree of knowledge, all the added mochin they had obtained through the two ascents departed from the worlds, and Zon returned to being Vak and Nekuda. And the three worlds Biah were left with only the mochin with which they initially emerged. The world of Briah was at the degree of Zeranpin, which means Vak, and Yetzirah and Asiyah in the above-mentioned measure of two. Additionally, the Prina of Atzilut had completely left them, and they fell below Parsa of Atzilut to the quality of the place of Briah, prepared by Tzimtzum Bet. Thus, the bottom four of Yetzirah and the ten sfirot of the world of Asiyah fell and stood at the place of the 14 sfirot of the Klipot, called Mador HaKlipot.
Meaning later there was a fall by the sin of Adam HaRishon, in which all these worlds descended all the way to the end. As the three worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, are below the Parsa, and from them, from Chazer, the world of Yetzirah, downwards, the four lower ones of Yetzirah and the ten Sfirot of Asiyah, those Sfirot are in the Mador HaKlipot, the chapter of the Klipot, in the place where the forces, the desires are in order to receive. Is that clear? Nice. Well, Tzvika.
There's something very interesting here, because he says all these discernment of Atzilut fell, and they fell below the pulse of Atzilut, and it's as if Tzimtzum Bet prepared that descent. Well, what is that?
No. No, listen to what I'm saying. Who do you respect more?
You.
The division of the place of Nekudot of Sag. Nekudot of Sag. The division of their places is done by the second restriction. Out of the desires of Nehi of Ak influencing the Nekudot of Sag and obligated the Nekudot of Sag to restrict and to divide to several degrees relative to the Pchina Dalit, meaning Nekudot of Sag, which is Bina, needs to now divide to four parts. Because relative to the restriction, relative to in order to receive, she feels that that's how she divides. She appears in such a way, in those four forms of attitudes towards the in order to receive. Towards in order to receive in Nekudot of Sag, there's a part that doesn't care if in order to receive at all. I'm above it. Where's that? Until the Parsa. A little, where there's somewhat a relation towards in order to receive, is the lower three of, I'm sorry, the two-third, the lower third of Tiferet, which is Nekudot of Sag. That's already a certain interest in receiving. Even more, it has an interest to receive in Nehi of Nekudot of Sag. And all together in the will to receive, truly interested, the Malchut of Nekudot of Sag. Meaning Nekudot of Sag divided that way into four parts. It's a place for the four worlds Abiyah. And what are you asking?
He says they fell, all the instruments of Atzilut disappeared and fell below the Parsa. How can it be?
They went down now. They descended. Now, the worlds of Abiyah were in a certain state. There was an illumination from above. From above, from Ein Sof. Wait. There was an illumination from above after they were born. After they were born, and the moment they were born, they spread to the place of the Chazeh of Yetzirah. Then there was an ascent from above called the Eve of Shabbat, Hay of the sixth day, the fifth of the sixth day, and then the worlds of Bia, and also Adam Rishon, who's inside of them, all began to rise to Atzilut. That's the awakening from above called the Sabbath. And then they rise until all of them, all the worlds of Bia rose to Atzilut. Therefore, that state is called Shabbat. Now here something special happened. Therefore it is called Ben Arbaim, this twilight, this unclear, the twilights.
Twilight?
Dim Dumim in Hebrew. It's from the word, what, of imagination?
It means in between.
Why in the heaven it's red, I know. I don't know why that word, dimdumim, is that way. Between that? Between this and that. Dimdumim. Okay. So the twilight, so it's an unknown. And therefore, what happened is that Adam HaRishon, which was born on the fifth hour of the sixth day, and is in the world of Biyah, rising with the worlds of Bia, and at the last stage where still Tanhi of the world of Asiya did not yet rise to Atzilut, he already thought it rose to Atzilut. Yes? He made a little mistake. What? Dimdumim, it's the twilight. So therefore, he wanted to complete the end of correction, because in spirituality, at that moment, if you don't do it, you become a klipa. There is no time. There's a state. And that state caused Adam HaRishon to go to receive in order to bestow the whole will to receive. He thought that it was all in Atzilut. In Atzilut, it is permitted to receive in order to bestow everything. And he did not discern that he still has a part of his desires that are in those twilights, in those dimdumim, below the Parsa. It's not that these are desires to receive, but they are below the Parsa. From Parsa to the Chazeh of Bria, and to there the light cannot arrive to, which gives it a Masach. and those desires remained without a masach. And therefore, when he wanted to receive the whole Partsuf in order to receive in order to bestow, it turns out that that part that's below Parsa did not receive a masach and caused the shattering, because there's no somewhat in spirituality. It created a shattering of the whole of Adam Rishon and the descent of all the worlds of Bia below the Parsa. And then it turns out that Adam Rishon shattered completely into pieces, and the worlds of Bia came down below Parsa to the extent in which from Chazeh of Yetzirah downwards, it became the region, the portion of the Klipot, and in all those four Sfirot of Yetzirah and the 10 Sfirot of Asiya is the chapter of the Klipot where it's truly a disaster. And then there's our work. Why did it happen that way? If such a thing wouldn't happen, Adam Rishon would never, ever include himself from Klipot. Because he was born circumcised. Circumcised meaning he has no desire in order to receive. That's it. He doesn't feel what it is in order to receive. He's an angel. So what can he correct? Therefore, we have to forcefully enter him in cunning. It comes to him like that. He's incorporated with the Klipot, and now poor us must correct him. Adam Rishon, he sinned, and I need to correct.
So, like you said, yeah, it's cunningness. So everything happened from creation itself, and there was no mistake. There was no mistake. Everything's planned.
No, from above would there be a mistake? It's all from above. There's nothing from below. It's all managed by the Creator from both directions. The will to receive in the creature is awakened from above. The decision of the creature, which goes to correct all the kelim in order to bestow to the end of correction, is also coming from above. It's all from above. And then it shattered also from above.
And does it have to do with all that or not?
All the reshimot from the shattering is us. We are the reshimot of the shattering. Yes? Meaning if you're looking at someone or at yourself, that's the reshimot from the shattering. No more than that. Each and every one. As the reshimo is from the shattering, some piece of flesh that seems to you like it's a person, but it's not a person, it's flesh.
So what is this? What is this that you're saying that we are reshimo? What do you mean?
Yes, of course. If I want to talk about you, who you are, then the most correct definition of who you are is the your reshimo. You are that reshimo. There's nothing more. Except for a reshimo, and all the rest just seems like some flesh exists, or it just appears so to me. That's how I imagine myself, and myself you, because I can't depict you in a true way. But if we were to clean then I would see only shattering from one of the reshimot that call, that's Tzvika.
I have a very interesting question. Are we completely operated, 1,000,000%, no choice at all, completely operated?
Everything is operated. Other than that, there are reshimot that come, especially. Okay.
We're on item 52. Item 52. The fifth discernment is the mochin of Ima that Bia received at the place to which they fell. After Bia departed Atzilut and fell below Parsa of Atzilut, they had only Vak. Then Yeshsut clothed Zon of Atzilut, and Yeshsut mated for the purpose of clothing in Zon, and imparted Mochin of Neshama to the Potzufim Bia in their place. The world of Bria received from them 10 complete Sfirot at the level of Bina. The world of Yetzirah received Vak from them. And the world of Asiya, only the discernment of back to back.
There's nothing else to add here. Again? Let it be again.
Again, item 152. The fifth discernment is the mochin of ima that Bia received at the place to which they fell. After Bia departed Atzilut and fell below Parsa of Atzilut, they had only Vak. Then Yeshsut clothed Zon, and Yeshsut made it for the purpose of clothing in Zon, and imparted Mochin of Neshama to the Potzufim Bia in their place. The world of Bria received from them 10 complete Sfirot at the level of Bina. The world of Yetzirah received Vak from them, and the world of Asiya only the discernment of back to back.
What we call a nikuda. That's how it is, okay? More?
153. The sixth discernment is the neshama to neshama which the partzufim Bia obtained from the partzufim of Achor of the five partzufim of Atzilut. This is because during the diminution of the moon, partzuf of Achor of Nukva of Atzilut fell and clothed in the partzufim Bia. It contains three partzufim called Ibur, Yenika, Mochin. Bchinat Mochin fell into Bria, Bchinat Yenika fell into Yetzira, and Bchinat Ibur fell into Asiya. They became Bchinat Neshama to Neshama, to all the Partsufim Bia, which is considered Chaya with respect to them.
Meaning you have the worlds of Bria Yetzira Asiya, which is Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh, and Malchut of Atzilut, which illuminates to the worlds of Bia. To them, she is like Neshama, like their internality. Yes? So then the sixth discernment is a Neshama to a Neshama, meaning because it just stands in the world of Bria, and Neshama to Neshama is to light of Chaya. And when they attained the Partzufim of Bia from the five Partzufim of Atzilut, because during the diminution of the moon, where Malchut descended to Bia, the Partzuf of the Achor of Atzilut fell and clothed on the Partzuf of Bia, which is called the diminution of the moon, right? And it includes the three partzufim that are called Ibur, Yenika, Mochin. Yes? And the level of Mochin fell to Bria, and Yenika to Yetzira, and Mochin to Asiya. And they became Neshama of Neshama to the Partzufim of Bria, which are all the discernment of Chaya towards them. Because they were like Neshama and Ruach and Nefesh. Bira, Yetzira, and Asiya. That's how it is. Many questions. Nothing is understood. Why, from where, how. But that it happens, he explains to us. This is how it happens. That's it. Why? Because. In truth, if we go to the study of Ten Sfirot, you will learn a whole lot. But the questions, the true questions, the essential questions, will remain as questions. There are many things that are still misunderstood. And if they'll tell you, the illumination comes from above, from Ein Sof, well, so that is an answer? Let's say the sixth, the Sabbath, the first day, let's say all together, all the days of the week, where's their mechanism, the head of the month, year, all those things that have to do with these circles that are the circles of change? Where is that engine that works that way? We can read, actually, in all kinds of other Kabbalists that talk about this, but they just say that that's how it happens. What's the reason that this happens? Where's the Reshimot? Where's the upper light, which is abstract, that operates on the Reshimot, and such phenomena emerge from them? Even after all the explanations, it's still not understood. This stems from the extremes of creation, the beginning and the end. For the time being, we accept it this way. That's why you see, this is how he writes it, this is how it is. Why? Because. 154, yes?
154. The seventh discernment is Nukva Vatzilut, which became the Radla and the illumination of Yechida in Bia. This is because it has been explained that during the diminution of the moon, the three discernments, Yiburi Nika Mochin, of Partzuf Achor of Nukva Vatzilut, fell and clothed in Bia. They are regarded as Achoraim of the bottom nine of Nukva, which are Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin. Nehi is called Ibur, Chagat is called Yenika, and Chabad is called Mochin. However, the Achor of Bchinat Keter of Nukva became Atik to the Partzufim Bia, in a way that the lights of the current Partzufim Bia are primarily from the remnants left in them after the sin of Adam HaRishon, which is the Vak of each of them. They received Bchinat Neshama from Mochin Ovima, and they received Bchinat Neshama to Neshama, which is Bchinat Chaya, from the bottom nine of Partzuf Achor of Nukva, and they received Bchinat Yechida from Bchinat Achor of Keter of Nukva Vatzilut.
Again.
154 again. The seventh discernment is Nukva Vatzilut, which became the Radla and the illumination of Yechida in Bia. This is because it's been explained that during the diminution of the moon, the three discernments, Ibur, Yenika, Mochin, of Partzuf Chor, of Nukva, of Atzilut, fell and clothed in Bia.
Meaning on purpose, this action called the diminution of the moon occurred so that Nukva will connect and enter the worlds of Bia in greater force and connect with them. In Ibur, Yenika, Mochin of hers.
They are regarded as Achoraim of the bottom nine of Nukva, which are Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin. Nehi is called Ibur, Chagat is called Yenika, and Chabad is called Mochin. However, the Achor of Bchinat Keter of Nukva became Atik to the Partzufim Bia in a way that the lights of the current Partzufim Bia are primarily from the remnants left in them after the sin of Adam HaRishon, which is the Vak of each of them. They received Bchinat Neshama from Mochin of Ima, and they received Bchinat Neshama to Neshama, which is Bchinat Chaya, from the bottom nine of Partzuf Achor of Nukva, and they received Bchinat Yechida from Bchinat Achor of Keter of Nukva of Atzilut.
In such a manner, the worlds of Bia connect to Nukva of Atzilut, and then they work in such a way in which they assist one another. And all of this in order to scrutinize the Malchut of Ein Sof and to leave in her something that is already the lower one is not capable of assisting in at all, and this is already the light of the Gemara Tikkun, of the end of correction, that does it. Meaning we correct the first nine and Malchut itself, after all these actions, is corrected on her own. Well, now we have a little more to complete the in the preface. Maybe we will continue, or is it enough and we can move to something else? Who's for continuing with the preface, with the Pticha? Who's for moving? Let's move. What are we moving to? A song. A song. Singly.
זכרתי לך חסד נעורייך אהבת גלולותייך
אהבת גלולותייך
לכתך אחריי במדבר בארץ לא זרוע לכתך אחריי במדבר
The shofar of the Messiah. The Messiah's shofar.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, from the article, The Shofar of the Messiah, Messiah's